FEMA's plans to house 250 families in manufactured homes near the Chico Municipal Airport and use a long-abandoned industrial site to transfer fire debris onto rail cars ran into a welter of criticism last night as local residents complained of traffic, noise, dust, and disruption. The two plans were presented to the Chico City Council at a special meeting. Leaders could take no formal action, though several refused to endorse plans to use the abandoned Diamond Match Company site as a transfer station for concrete and metal debris. Wes Minderman, supervising waste management engineer for Cal Recycle, said after the Sonoma County fires, crews removed an average of 70 tons of concrete and 10 tons of metal debris per parcel.
What that equates to roughly is about 250 to 500 trucks per day. Assuming six days a week for 52 weeks.
Councilwoman Casey Reynolds said that was unacceptable.
We've got to do something. We cannot put this through this neighborhood.
Residents of the adjacent Barber's Yard neighborhoods and a nearby industrial zone where most truck traffic would be routed predicted severe consequences. Councilwoman Ann Schwab urged officials to look elsewhere.
Find a site that you can operate 24/7 away from neighbors.
Officials from the Federal Emergency Management Administration and the Governor's Office of Emergency Services, or Cal OES, said the site, the nearest industrial location with rail access, will speed the cleanup of Paradise. Evacuees can't return home until the cleanup is completed. North Chico residents were themselves outraged over plans for 250 families to reside in manufactured homes or trailers along Eaton Road. Dozens of speakers complained of traffic jams, inadequate roads, speeding traffic, and a lack of sidewalks or street lamps. Some said a site near the base of Skyway, with its proximity to home improvement stores and other businesses, would be a better fit. But FEMA officials countered that the site will only house about a tenth of those in need, with similar sites, possibly in Gridley, Red Bluff, and Oroville, to be announced in coming days. Officials said they were in discussions with Caltrans about expediting road repairs and improvements, including additional signals and roundabouts in the vicinity. David Samaniego, federal coordinating officer at FEMA, made no promises, but said he heard the criticism and some plans could shift.
We'll go back and discuss it and look at all other options before we pull the trigger.
Mark Albert, North State Public Radio News.